It's time for Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrose Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas.
Good evening, Saluki fans, and welcome back. Postseason basketball here tonight at the Class 2A Regional Championship match here at Mount Carmel at the Hilltop. The Red Hill Salukis taking on the Mount Carmel Golden Aces. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. Rob, it's going to be a tough one tonight.
It is. I know the Salukis, they met in the first game of the Capital Classic. Red Hill did come from behind to win by 5 in that game. However, the big center, Caleb Appleby, who missed the whole tournament. The Aces actually went 0-4 in the Capital Classic. So they're 13-15 coming in, but they're 13-11 since then. And they play in a tough Big 8 conference here in Indiana. So they're a seasoned, well-seasoned ball club playing on their home floor.
And before we get into the pregame show brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, we have a guest speaker here tonight, Red Hill Saluki basketball coach, Coach Billy Gray. Coach, it's a pleasure to have you on tonight. It's been a long off season. Let's talk a little football, looking into this next upcoming season. Basketball season almost winding down, so looking forward to starting the summer off season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. First of all, congratulations to the Brian Havel and the Red Hill Saluki basketball team. They've had a great season, and what an atmosphere tonight. But on to football talk. You know, that's my love, and we've been hitting the weights since November, and we're going to continue to do that. These spring sports are getting ready to take off here in another couple weeks, and get the kids involved in those and get the ones that aren't back into the football spirit.
And it was a pretty good year this last year. Had a lot of success. Drew Moore. It's going to be tough to replace a running back like that. Very strong and sturdy. Could plow over any middle linebacker there was. But not losing most of your line, I believe. They were all seniors, so it's going to be tough to rebuild that. But a lot of talent still coming back in the younger kids.
Absolutely. You know, that whole class of seniors is going to be just impossible to replace. But we're in the rebuilding stages already. You know, it's we set out to start a dynasty, per se, about 5 years ago, and things have just continued to build, and the excitement around the program, and the kids are dedicated and working hard, and I'd rather call it reload than rebuild. So we're in that reload stage, and we're getting them ready right now, and we got, luckily, you know, 5 months to continue that on.
Well, Coach, it was good talking with you before tonight's game, like you said. Great atmosphere here so far, and a lot of Saluki fans came out to support those Salukis tonight.
Yeah, our fan base is second to none, so thanks for having me on, and go Salukis.
Not a problem. Thank you, Coach. Red Hill Saluki football coach, Coach Billy Gray. Pleasure having him on tonight. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be right back with the pregame show right after this. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
Attention, Lazy 8 Body Shop, interrupting for an important announcement. In the event of a collision, it is important to remember that your insurance provider does not own your vehicle. Don't let them choose a shop to do the work on your car. It's your choice. Choose a shop that has your best interest in mind. Lazy 8 Body Shop, Route 50, west of Sumner. Google us. Yes, I said Google Lazy 8 Body Shop, Sumner. It's your car and your choice. Lazy 8 Body Shop. Quality leaves no regrets.
Need to see a cardiologist but don't want to travel out of town? Carl Richland Memorial Hospital offers full-time cardiology services with Dr. Raymond Fisher of the Carl Heart and Vascular Institute. Dr. Fisher is available to see patients for an array of cardiac issues and can complete several diagnostic tests in-house. If you are in need of a cardiologist and don't want to travel far for appointments, call Dr. Fisher at 618-392-1139 to see how he can help you.
And that was a word from our pregame sponsors, Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Well, Rob, we got a little bit of a difference here tonight. We are now calling the games from the Toyota Bushiku Press Box. Thank you to Toyota Bushiku, Illinois.
This press box has been here a long time. the thing about to get this overhang with this advertisement down in front of it. It's just kind of hard to see down below, out of bounds and everything. But you're up high, you can see the rest of it pretty well. So no complaints. The only complaint I have is they don't have any railings to get up here. So it's sort of like that. Almost had to be hoisted up here, you know. But
yeah,
we made it, and so looking forward to a regional championship game. First regional championship game in about 4 or 5 years for Red Hill.
The last regional championship they won was in 2015. It was Class 1A, but this is their first. They're 1-0 in Class 2A regional play, and this is their first time at the Class 2A regional championship. So it's a lot of history making tonight as I watch the sports show that Wabash Valley College has. Last night, Kyle Peach was talking to Tyler Buss about how they've been back-to-back the last 3 years in regional championship play and won the last three, and if they were to do it tonight, it would be the most in Mount Carmel history.
Yeah.
And history either way, if Red Hill wins, it's their first Class 2A regional championship. But if Mount Carmel wins, it'll be their fourth in a row.
And if Red Hill, I mean, they've won some 1A championships. And really, in the old format, the 1A is about what the 2A is. It's probably the 1 and 2A combined. So they've had some success, you know, at different points in that time, especially in the late 80s, early 90s, and things like that. But this is the first time in the for being the 2A championship game. They've been to the semifinals a couple times, but being in the finals tonight would be the first one that they've. Of course, the way the state sets things up, you kind of wonder how they.
Yeah, it's a lot different, but talking about the Mount Carmel and Red Hill matchup, they haven't played each other. They only played once this season, and that was back in November in the Capital Classic, and Mount Carmel was down a player with Caleb Appleby, I believe his name is. Yep, and I mean, it was they had it tough for the first time in a while in the Capital Classic, and so they lost in the Capital Classic, and then they got Appleby back, and then they started to make a little bit more progression throughout the season and doing a lot better. And they've been on a winning spree here. They beat Flora Tuesday night, and that was a 73-56, I think.
A couple weeks ago, they lost an overtime game, I think, to Alney. And last weekend, I think they lost by 8 or 9 points to Washington. But then you get the Washington Hatchets, the Vincent Lincoln Alices, you got the Jasper Wildcats, Boonville, Gibson Southern, Mount Vernon. That's a strong, strong conference, football and basketball. So,
but looking at the heights here, I mean, it's somewhat even. You got Caleb Appleby at 6'6", so he'll match up very well with Nathan Worth. And then you got another bigger kid, Austin Rager at 6'3". He's height 6'3", but he plays like he's 6'6".
And Brett Doan's about 6'2". And they've got some experience because Stiff is a sophomore. Doan is a senior. Appleby's a sophomore. Rager's a junior. You know, they've got some younger kids. Gould is a senior. But some of their better players are underclassmen.
And from going to school at Wabash Valley College, I've seen most of these kids play over the last 3 years. And Mount Carmel is a very tough team, very tough to keep up with.
Yeah.
But the athleticism of the Salukis, they should be able to run up and down the court and stick with them through the whole game. But Mount Carmel's not afraid to get the ball right out of the basket and get it up court quickly on those fast breaks. If they get a steal, they're up and down the court in a blink of an eye.
We've seen both teams want to push the ball up and down the floor. So, you may not be able to do it all the time, but you don't want to force it too much that way. But when that opportunity is there, both teams, I think you're going to push it. Now you get towards the later part of the game, maybe the strategy changes, especially in the closer game. But, you know, you want to maybe run some clock or some offense out of it. But I think you'll find the teams that want to, both teams like to push the ball up and down the floor.
And who knows, we might see a little bit different defensive perspective from the Salukis tonight. Mount Carmel's almost unlike any other team we've played this year. But, I mean, they're right there with the Alneys, the Caseys, the Edwards County.
Yeah.
But it's going to be different tonight, and I just think it's going to be a dogfight both ways.
Well, in the first matchup, Parker Havel had 14. Nathan Worth had 13. Had three threes in that game. They were in double figures for Red Hill. And for Mount Carmel, Doan had 11, and Rager had 18 in that game.
And that'll just about do it here for us with the pregame show brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for a commercial break and be back with the starting lineup and tip-off time. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you a new year of health and prosperity.
Hi, this is Nathan Utley, Ag Lending Officer at Citizens National Bank of Albion. National FFA Week is February 17th through the 24th. We couldn't be more proud of the leadership, growth, and success in the agricultural projects and community service that our FFA members provide. Our future looks bright with these agricultural leaders of tomorrow. Please join Citizens National Bank in recognizing and congratulating our area FFA chapters.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, and a fabulous job done by the Singing Seven on the national anthem. Rob, it's that time. It's tip-off time. I'll send it over to you for the starting lineups.
Starting their normal starting lineup, Parker Havel, a 6'1 senior. Then you've got Connor McKinney, a 5'10 senior. Drew Moore, a senior at 5'11. Nathan Worth, a 6'6 junior. And Drake Allen, the 6'3 sophomore for Coach Brian Havel. The Salukis coming in with a record of 22 wins and 9 losses. They won their last two to beat Flora last Friday night and then defeated the Lawrence Villanians for the third time this year on Wednesday night.
And the Mount Carmel Golden Aces just moments away from their starting lineup. Rob, I'll go ahead and let you take care of that.
Okay, well, go start Bo Skip. He's a 5'10 sophomore. Then Brett Doan, a senior at 6'2. Caleb Appleby, a 6'6 sophomore. Then you've got number 30, Newt Gould, a 6-foot senior. And Austin Rager, the 6'2 junior. So it'll be Stipp, Doan, Appleby, Rager, and Gould for the Mount Carmel Golden Aces. That was basically their starting lineup without Appleby when they played in the Capital Classic. So,
Golden Aces coached by Tyler Buss, assistant coach Brian Snow.
And Mount Carmel will be a little bit deceiving, 13-15. But again, he got off that 0-4 start without Appleby. And I don't know how many, he missed a couple of games after that, I think.
jumping as usual for the Red Hill Salukis, Nathan Worth, and number 20 also jumping for the Golden Aces, Caleb Appleby.
They're both about 6'6", but Appleby's got about 20 or 30 pounds on Worth, it looks like.
And the ball's up, and ball tipped back to Gould. Gould passes it off to Stipp, and Stipp will start it out for the Aces. Brings it across the timeline, looking to set something up, slowing it up here. Salukis in a man-to-man, almost a 1-2-2 man-to-man. Stipp out near the volleyball line, just dribbling it, passes off to Rager. Rager up top to Gould.
It is man-to-man defense, yeah.
Left side to Stipp for three, no good. Havel with the rebound, long ball. It goes coast to coast, puts it up and in. Havel gets the first two-pointer on the board for the Salukis. Salukis taking early lead, 2-0 here, 7:23 to go. Stipp directing some traffic, a little overload to the right side for the Aces. Goes left side to Rager. Rager guarded by Moore. Goes left side down in the corner to Appleby. Appleby bringing it back up top, by guarded by Allen. Switches off. Stipp with it now. Back to Appleby. Appleby into the corner to Gould. Gould going to go up for three. No good. Ball comes down into the hands of Worth. Worth outlets to McKinney. Cross court to Moore. Moore brings it across the timeline. Guarded by Gould. Went to throw it across court to McKinney, but he wasn't looking. He was going down court. Yeah. And threw it out of bounds.
Well, these teams met in the regional semifinals last year at Lawrenceville. Mount Carmel won by 13, but it was a 1 or 2 point game at one point in the fourth quarter. So we got to put four quarters together tonight.
Stipp bringing it across court. Passes off to Doan. Doan into the corner to Gould. Gould down low to Appleby. Appleby lurking in, rolling to the basket, and called for travel. Took one too many steps, caught up in traffic there by Drake Allen and Nathan Worth. Quick turnover there for the Aces. Moore brings it up across the timeline. Dribbling out near the volleyball line, goes left side to McKinney. McKinney bringing it back up top to Allen. Allen right side to Moore, looking inside. Nothing there, he's going to bring it back up top, get it to McKinney, left side. Puts it on the floor, goes back right side. Wide open lane to the basket! Doesn't finish, Nathan Worth on the rebound, but fouled on the way up. Connor McKinney wide open, then Appleby saw him sneaking down low in there. And Nathan with the rebound and got fouled on the way up. He is at the line shooting two. Worth with the first free throw on the way. Got it to fall. Salukis extend it 3-0. Tonight's game brought to you by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Carl Richard Memorial Hospital, and Lawrence County Health Department. Nathan Worth, second one up and in. 6:20 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard here in the first quarter. Salukis hold a steady pace at 4-0. Stipp walks it across the timeline. Havel at the point on this man-to-man defense. Goes left side to Gould. Gould bringing it back up top. Salukis shutting the Aces down on defense. Appleby left side. Bringing it back up. Cross-court pass to Stipp into the corner to Gould. Gould down low to Rager. Almost lost it there but got control. Tried to go over the top of Allen but blocked it. Back out. Swings it around to Stipp. Driving right side, dribbles around Worth and up and in. Stipp with the first two for the Aces. Moore gets it up court quickly, dribbles right side, hands it off to Havel. Havel left side to McKinney. McKinney guarded there by Dell. Cross court pass to Allen. Allen dribbles right side, jump stop. Cross court to McKinney. McKinney inside to Havel. Havel guarded by Stipp, brings it back out. He's going to reset the offense. Left side to McKinney. McKinney down low to Worth. Worth trying to work against Appleby. Hook shot, no good off the front of the rim. Appleby with the rebound. Outlets there to Stipp. 5:15 to go here in the first quarter. Stipp dribbles left side across the timeline. Driving, gets a screen from Appleby. Holds up at the top of the key. Goes back left. Backs it back out to the volleyball line. Looking back at Coach Buss to get a new play in. Aces wasting a lot of time here on the clock. Appleby drives the lane, loses control, but Doan picks it up. Shot. Foul on the floor. It will be Aces work. Basketball out of bounds. Foul goes against number 14, Connor McKinney. Okay. His first team first. Stipp will inbound it. Gets it into Rager underneath the basket. Spins towards the basket. Puts it up. No good. Ball creams away into the hands of Drew Moore. He finally picks it up. Tipped away by Appleby. Doan picks it up in the backcourt. Rager with it, gets it across the timeline, driving the lane, stopped by Drew Moore, tried to go baseline, and Allen going to be called for the reach around. Allen will pick up his first foul, team second. Coach Havel arguing with the referee. He was holding his hands up the whole time.
It looked like the regular was had his arm out trying to, you know, extend some room, but they called the defensive foul.
Stiff with it out near the volleyball line. Goes right side to Gould. Gould looking inside. Is going to dribble back up top. Goes right side. Almost lost control of it. Hands it off to Stipp. Stipp with it now. Drives right side. Passes out to Gould. Into the corner to Stipp. Down low. Back out to Gould. Inside to Rager. Rager shut down by Moore. Puts up a three-footer. Got his fall. All tied up at fours here with 4:10 to go here in the first quarter. McKinney will walk it up the court. Bring it across the timeline. Goes left side to Allen. Allen back up top to Moore. Moore right side to McKinney. McKinney driving inside the lane. Out to Moore for three. Got it to fall. Moore regains the lead with a three-pointer. 7-4 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 3:50 to go here in the first quarter. Stipp slowing it down a little bit. Goes left side to Appleby. Appleby picked up by Allen. Appleby cross-court pass into the corner to Rager. Rager bringing it back up top to Stipp. Stipp left side to Gould. Gould's going to match the three. In and out, no good. Rager reaches over the back of McKinney, but called for the travel. McKinney was right there under him, and Rager was just jumping right up over the top of him. Moore will get the inbound with 3.5 to go. Calling in the play at the volleyball line. Started by Gould. Goes right side to Allen. Allen dribbles inside. Stopped there by Rager. Out to McKinney. McKinney dribbling all the way to the basket. Puts up a floater. No good. Tipped around into the hands of Doan. He picks it up on the breakaway. Gets it up to Gould. Stopped by Moore. Back up top to Appleby. Appleby sees the lane. He's driving all the way to the basket. Puts it up. No good. But a foul called. Foul will go against number 40. Drake Allen picks up his second foul. Team's third. Appleby at the line shooting two. First time for the Golden Aces at the line tonight. Appleby, first one on the way. No good off the back of the rim.
Had to wait a little bit of that because it started bouncing around like we've seen something before.
We've seen some bounce off the back, up top, and go in.
So Cameron Ray coming in for Drake Allen. Drake is out with two fouls. Threw a weight to go in this first period.
7-4 in favor of the Salukis. Appleby, second one. No good. Worth stretches up, gets the rebound. Hands it off to Moore. Moore bringing it up court. Gets the play from Coach Havel. Dribbling out near the volleyball line. Gets a screen from Nathan Worth. Dribbles left side into the lane. Pulls up from the free throw line. Got it to fall. Moore extending the lead by 5. 9-4 with 2:50 to go. Stipp with it now. Goes down low to Appleby. Appleby muscling against Worth. No good on the shot. And a foul called against number 10, Parker Havel. That will be his first foul. Team's fourth. Appleby back at the line to shoot two more. Trying to use his body weight a little bit to push into Nathan Worth.
Appleby was wide open when he got the ball down. And he missed the easy shot inside. So
free throw is up and good. Brings them within four. 2:43 to go here in the first quarter. Tonight's game brought to you by Citizens National Bank of Albion and Roth Federal Credit Union and Larry Bobes Pizza. Appleby's second one. Got them both. Appleby 2-4 at the line so far, 9-6 in favor of the Salukis. Moore bringing it across the timeline. Dribbles left side, gets it to Ray. Ray guarded by Rager up top to Havel. Havel back left side to McKinney, pump fakes, drives right side all the way to the lane, backs it out to Havel. Havel over to Ray. Ray bringing it up top, right side to McKinney. McKinney hands it off to Havel. Havel out to Ray, pump fakes, gets it back up top to McKinney. Resetting the offense, gets a screen from Worth. Out to McKinney, or Havel. Last touch by the Aces, and it will be Saluki basketball.
A couple of Aces over there were signaling Red Hill ball, but the official said it was deflected out by Mount Carmel.
Cameron Ray will inbound in front of the Aces fans, gets it into McKinney. McKinney out near the volleyball line, gets a dribbles off the screen from Worth, all the way through the lane up. No good on the shot, but a foul. McKinney will go to the line to shoot two. Foul will go against number four, Brett Doan, his first, team second. McKinney, his first time at the line. Second time for the Salukis. First one on the way, off the back of the rim, no good. Salukis still hold a three-point lead, 9-6 with 2:08 to go here in the first quarter. McKinney gets another try here. Second shot on the way, got it to go. Extends the lead back to four. Stipp will walk it up the floor. gets it across the timeline, taking as much time as possible, trying to control the clock. Goes right side to Appleby. Appleby fakes it through the lane, passes off to Rager. Rager guarded by Moore, goes left side to Stipp. Stipp picked up by Havel, giving him a little room. Stipp dribbling out near the left wing, brings it back up top, is going to reset the offense. Gets a play called in from Coach Buss. Goes left side to Gould. Gould back to Stipp. He's going to pull up for the three. No good. In and out. Rager with the rebound. Spins into the lane. Puts it up. No good. Appleby stretching for it. Rager gets it back. Puts it back up and in. Aces come within two, 10-8 with 1:23 to go here in the first quarter.
McKinney. That's one of the areas where on the boards are going to be tough for the Salukis. Not a whole lot bigger, but they're more physical.
Havel with it now into the corner to Ray. Ray bringing it back up top. Back to McKinney. McKinney guarded by Doan. Brings it to the right side. Gets it to Havel. Havel dribbling. Passes cross court to Moore. Moore dribbling out near the timeline. Just under a minute of play left to go. Looks like they're going to run a little bit of clock here. Maybe try and get a last second shot. Maybe set up a better shot than what they've been getting here. Try and get an open one. 45 seconds to go. Salukis leading it 10-8 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Moore passes off to Havel. Back to Moore. And by the looks of it, they will go for the last second.
If you get down to about the 30-second mark, then I think you probably will go for one unless you get a layup.
Moore dribbling out near the volleyball line. Dribbles left side. Guarded by Gould. Gould giving him room. No count put on just yet. Moore with 20 seconds on the board. Dribbling out near the timeline. Passes off to Havel. Havel dribbles back right side near the volleyball line. Guarded by Rager. Rager keeping close with him. Just under 10 seconds to go. Havel gets it back to Moore. Moore dribbles right side. All the way laying out to McKinney for three from the side. No good. Doan gets the rebound. Puts up a three-quarter quarter. No good. As the time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Salukis lead it at the end of the first, 10-8. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming to you here from the Toyota Bashuku Press Box. Class 2A Regional Championship game between the Red Hill Salukis and the Mount Carmel Golden Aces. Just seconds away from starting the second quarter, Salukis leading it 10-8 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. They start out with the basketball here in the second quarter. McKinney passes it right side to Ray. Ray bringing it back up top. Picks up his dribble, gets it to Moore. Moore guarded by Gould. Makes his move, gets a screen from Nathan Ward, dribbles past Appleby, puts up a five-footer, no good off the back of the rim. Appleby gets the rebound, outlets to Stipp, gets it up the court quickly. Stopped there by Ray, gets it in the corner to Rager. Rager bringing it back up top, cross-court pass to Gould. Gould out to Stipp near the volleyball line. Stipp looking inside, gets the left side to Rager. Rager guarded by Moore, into the corner to Stipp. Stipp guarded by Havel, giving him plenty of room. Back to Rager.
I'm trying to think if it's still a man-to-man defense or not.
Kind of a man-to-man 1-2-2 almost.
Yeah, matching up a little bit.
Stipp with the basketball. Picks it up out near the volleyball line. Passes right side to Rager. Back and forth. 7 minutes to go here in this first half. Doan with it now on the right side. Looking inside. Gets it to Stipp in the corner. Stipp looking down low. Pump fakes. Gets it back to Appleby. Back to Stipp for three. No good. Rager with the rebound. Trying to go back up. He does. Count it. And one. Rager on the putback. He was underneath the basket. Stretched back. Pushed into the Salukis and drew a foul.
Second foul on Havel.
team's fifth foul here in the first half. 10-10, 6:45 to go here in the first half. Coach Brian Havel talking with the referee, seeing how that was a foul. He's kind of confused. A few missed calls here, it seems like. Free throw made.
And now Pembroke takes their first lead of the ball game at 11-10.
Old-fashioned three-point play was good. And referee going to the scorer's bench to clarify something. The foul went against Cameron Ray,
okay,
not Parker Havel.
Okay.
McKinney gets it into Moore. Moore will bring it up court, gets it across the timeline, goes right side to Havel. Havel dribbling in, goes all the way to the basket, and a foul on the floor. That foul will go against Mount Carmel, number three, Bo Stipp. Stipp with his first foul, team's third. Aces first lead of the night, 11-10.
Sluffy's had the ball under their own basket.
McKinney inbounding, gets it into Moore. Moore guarded by Stipp, gets it up top to Ray. Ray left side to McKinney. McKinney at the top of the key. Backing it out near the volleyball line. Setting something up, gets it left side to Ray. Ray guarded by Rager. Bringing it back up top. Goes right side between the legs, hands it off to Havel. Havel dribbles in. Fighting his man, pulls up from the free throw line, no good. Doan with the rebound. Outlets to Stipp. Brings it up across the timeline. Dribbles out near the volleyball line. Picks up his dribble, goes right side to Doan. Doan, guarded by McKinney. Right side into the corner to Stipp. Pump fakes. Goes down low to Appleby. Appleby muscles into Havel. No good on the shot. Rager flying in. Got the put back. 13-10. Moore gets the inbound with 5:45 to go here in the first half. Left side gets across court to McKinney. McKinney dribbling out near the timeline. Goes left side to Moore. Moore guarded by Gould. Gets a screen from Worth. Dribbles around it. Pulls up from the free throw line. In and out. No good. Appleby on the rebound. Outlets to Stipp. Stipp gets it up court quickly. Left side to Gould. Gould up top to Appleby. Back to Gould. Into the corner to Stipp. Stipp bringing it back up top. Going to reset the play. Saluki's trying to shut him down here. Mixing it up a little bit. Inside to Rager. Rager tried to drive, and he's called for the charge. Rager will pick up his first foul, team's fourth.
Drew Moore picked up the charge on that play. So
as Gold checks out, number 24, that is Aiden Gill, will check in. Gill stands at 5'7". He's a junior. Havel will bring the ball up this time with 5:05 to go in the first half. Dribbles left side, drives the lane, puts it up. Blocked by Appleby. Up, gets it up court quickly to Stipp. He tries to go coast to coast. Up and in. And a foul call. That will go against Nathan Worth. Count it and one. That is Worth's first foul, I believe. As the scorer's bench is trying to get something clarified, I believe there's a timeout on the floor. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Amberall Federal Credit Union. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams, because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Just before the timeout, Nathan Worth was going up to block the shot against Bo Stipp. Stipp made it and drew the foul. That was Nathan Worth's first foul. Team six, Stipp at the line. Missed the free throw. Moore gets the rebound. Right. Saluki's down by five, 15-10.
McComas scored the last 9 points.
McKinney passes left side to Moore. Moore gets the screen from Worth. Tried to do the back door pass. No good. Havel with it. Drives left side. Puts it up. No good. Worth with the rebound. Stolen away by Stipp. Stipp gets it up court to Dome. Dome pump fakes. Almost could have been called for travel, but Stipp with the rebound drives in. And not called for the charge is fouled by Parker Havel. That's going to be picked up by Nathan Worth. So Stipp will go to the line to shoot two.
Second foul on Worth.
17 fouls. 15-10 in favor of the Aces on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 4:29 to go here in the first half. Stipp back at the line shooting two. First one on the way. Got it to go. Coach Havel talking with the referee, seeing what was going on down there, trying to get it clarified a little bit. Stipp's second one is up, and nothing but net there, 17-10. Havel gets it into Moore. Moore getting it up court quickly. Picked up by Doan at the volleyball line. Goes left side to McKinney. McKinney pulls up for three. No good. In and out. Appleby with the rebound. Gets it outletted to Stipp. Stipp up court quickly. Right side to Gill. Gill down low to Rager. Rager guarded by Moore. He's going to back it back out to Gill. Gill dribbling back up top to Stipp. Pump fakes. Back to Gill on the right side. Back up top to Stipp. He's going to reset the offense. Passes off to Doan. Doan down low to Appleby. Appleby drives, tries to muscle into the goal. Swings it around. Quick ball movement up top to Rager. Rager driving the lane. Pulled for the charge. He swooped it over a defender. Called for the charge. Basket won't count. Looked like he could have been called for the travel there.
Yeah, it's a two on Rager.
Rager picks up his second 15 foul as Gould will check back into the game and Rager will take a seat with 3:48 to go here in the first half.
And Drake Allen coming back in for Cameron Ray from the Salukis. Drake with two fouls along with Worth. Each have two fouls.
17-10 in favor of the Golden Aces.
Red Hill has not scored this quarter. They led 10-8 at the end of the break.
Havel will bring it up the floor, gets it across the timeline, goes up top to Allen. Allen dribbles left side, backs it back out to Havel on the left wing. Havel guarded by Gill, goes left side to Worth. Worth back to Havel. He's going to reset the offense. Guarded closely by Gill, goes left side to McKinney. McKinney guarded by Stipp, gets it up top to Moore. Moore down low to Allen, wide open. Muscles into Doan. Doan gets the rebound after the missed shot from Allen. Up to Gill, quickly up court. Gets it back up to Stipp near the volleyball line. 3:10 to go here in the first half. Left side to Appleby. Appleby bringing it back out. Resetting the offense, getting the play called in by Coach Tyler Buss. Back to Stipp. Looking to waste a lot of clock here. Stipp holding the ball out there. Back to Appleby. Appleby out near midcourt. Back to Stipp. Slookie's looking to be in a 1-3-1. Stipp with it now. Tipped there by Havel. Nathan Ward steps up, trying to help him out. Slookie's extending their defense. I think that's what the Aces want it to be a little bit. Left side to Gould. Gould goes down low to Appleby. Appleby puts it on the floor, spins to the basket, puts it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Put back. No good. Ball comes down, comes away. Gill picks it up. Gould to Doan for three. No good. In and out. Allen gets the rebound and is tripped up by Gill, and Gill will pick up his first foul. Be the Aces' sixth foul.
Yeah, be out of bounds to Red Hill.
Gill was coming around trying to poke it away from Allen. Picked it up, gets his first. 17-10 with 2:22 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard.
So he's not, I said, not scored this quarter. They're only down seven, but they need to score now.
McKinney with it now. Gets it out near the timeline, calling in the play here. Goes right side to Havel. Havel guarded by Gill, gets it inside to Allen. Back to Havel, drives lane. Locking and Gill called for his second foul. Havel will go to the line to shoot two. As the team's seventh foul, both teams with seven fouls and now in the bonus for the rest of the half, the remaining 2:08. Havel at the line shooting two.
Parker has 2 points.
First free throw on the way, got it to fall. Tonight's game brought to you by KZ State Bank, Leggett Lumber, Rutgers Candy, and Cunningham Young Funeral Home. Havel's second one is up and good. Lead cut back to 5 with 2:08 to go here in the first half. Stipp will walk it up the floor. Saluki's in back in a man-to-man defense. Step directing traffic, goes right side, wide open lane, puts it up, no good. Ball tipped around. Appleby gets it out to Doan, pulls up for three, buries it. Lead back to 8, 1:45 to go here in the first half. Moore brings it across the timeline. Coach Havel hollering in a play. Moore dribbling out near midcourt. Goes right side to Worth. Worth on the right wing up top to Havel. Havel driving the lane, loses the ball into the hands of Appleby, up to Doan. Doan dribbling up court, gets it to Stipp. Stipp's going to back it back out, slow things down a little bit. Stipp dribbling out near the volleyball line. Calling in the play with 1:18 to go. Stipp content, dribbling out near midcourt. 1:10 left on the clock. McKinney stepping up a little bit. Stipp trying to make his move. Gets a screen from Appleby. McKinney trying to work around it. Stipp trying to put the moves on. Just under a minute to go. Stipp drives the lane right to the basket, up and in. Biggest lead of the night by 10, 22-12. Havel slowing it down a little bit. Picks up his dribble, goes down low to Worth. Worth pulls up from 5, no good. Appleby stretches up, gets the rebound. Moore trying to tie up Appleby. Outlets to Stipp. Stipp slows it down, sees 30 seconds left to go in the first half. Stipp dribbling out near midcourt. McKinney giving him some room, 25 to go. Stipp just dribbling out there near the volleyball line now. 18 to go. Mount Carmel fans on their feet. Saluki student section on their feet. 10 seconds to go. Stipp makes his move, goes right side to Gould. Gould back up top to Gill. Gill steps up, goes left side to Stipp. Stipp to Doan. He's going to pull up just inside the volleyball line. No good. Moore gets the rebound as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Aces go into the locker room at halftime, up by 10, 22-12. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hills Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the addition of a certified nurse midwife to our medical staff. Stephanie Gordon has been a midwife since 2015 and is excited to begin taking care of patients in the Richland and surrounding areas. Stephanie can care for women during all stages of life, including birth control management, prenatal and postnatal care, hormone replacement therapy, and regular well women exams. To make an appointment with Stephanie, call the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian and beef
sandwich. That is,
have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at halftime, where the Salukis are down by 10, 22-12 to the Golden Aces. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Well, Rob, it's been back and forth all game, and the Salukis came out on top, got up on the board first, and then they got tied up at 4-all, and then the Salukis slowly started to pull away a little bit, but they were up 10-8 at the second quarter and just kind of lost control there.
Well, the big thing, two things. Rebounding, they've been out-rebounded 17-7. Now, Caleb Appleby has been the force inside. He's only got 2 points and 2 free throws, but he's got several rebounds, offensive and defensive rebounds, plus the fact that Red Hill, in their shooting in the first half, they're three out of 15. And 3 out of 15 is not going to beat anybody, you know, especially a good team like Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel is 8 of 20, so Red Hill, second quarter, they're 0 of 8. Havel has 4 points, McKinney 1, Worth 2, and Moore 5. For Mount Carmel, Bo Stipp has 8, Brett Jones 3, 2 for Appleby, and 9 for Austin Rigger. Turnovers, Red Hill has 3 and 4 for Mount Carmel. Rebounds, Mount Carmel's out-rebounded the Slukies 17-7. As you said, Red Hill was up 10-6 late in the first quarter. It was 10-6 in the first quarter. So they were outscored, 14-2 in that second quarter. So we got a ways to come back. And it's been a pretty slow-paced ball game, too. So trying to get back into a slower-paced game, you know, is more difficult.
And Slukies have been getting some good looks at the basket. They've been driving the lane. They've been getting wide open shots, just unable to finish like usual, but they haven't been getting very many good looks from beyond the three-point line. Connor McKinney, he's thrown up a couple from out there, but just unable to get those to fall. And then I think Havel was able to throw one up, but just couldn't get it to go in either. So maybe look for them to try and open it up a little bit more and try and get some good shots to kind of spread the Aces defense out, and maybe try and feed Allen and Worth in down low there, but it's hard to do whenever Appleby's got size on you.
Yeah.
But it seems like he's got a little bit more reach on him too.
And that's what they're going to have to do. Each team has just hit 1-3. Drew hit one for Red Hill, and Jones had one for Mount Carmel. So not a lot of 3-point shooting success tonight. But I think they're going to have to open it up a little bit more there in this third quarter, trying to get back into this game, whether they can force turnovers or not. But if they hit a couple of shots from someplace, you know, get it down to 6 or 7, you know, it tightens the noose a little bit. But the rebounding, and that's been a big factor for Mount Carmel. The offensive rebounds, they've had several offensive rebounds, putbacks 2 or 3 times, and that's where they've scored some points off of those.
And we're going to go ahead and send it back to the studio for a commercial break and be right back. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Time for the weather to change. Ambrough Federal Credit Union knows this time of year is when you start thinking about the holidays, family reunions, celebrations, getting set for visitors, and holiday road trips. Don't let a cranky car ruin your holidays. Come to Ambrough Federal Credit Union first for a brand new car or truck loan. We have great rates, and the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Call today, 618-943-2913. Member NCUA.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming to you live from the Toyota Bashuku Press Box. Toyota Bashuku, Illinois, be in the driver's seat of your career. Tonight's halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Both teams making their way back out to the court. Rob looking into the second half a little bit. Saluki's going to have to change a little bit of something up to really penetrate this Mount Carmel defense. They're shutting them down on all aspects of the floor.
They started out, you know, moving the ball pretty well and being aggressive. Then they became a little more tentative. They missed a couple of shots, had a couple of shots kind of blocked inside, and they become a little bit tentative in their shooting. Just going to have to put the ball up. Not taking bad shots, but you're going to have to shoot the ball a little bit more, get some more consistency, see what happens, because they've had some open shots.
And I look for Parker Havel and Connor McKinney to probably to try and get a few more looks beyond the three-point line and kind of try and throw them up there. As you can see, Connor McKinney out there warming up, trying to throw up some three-pointers there. He just made a couple, but it's going to be tough. Mount Carmel's a little bit more physical on defense. It's a little bit more physicality that we've seen all year.
Yeah, they're a strong ball club that way. So, you know, we'll have to see. Again, the defense hasn't been too bad, but again, rebounding, but they've got to be, I think, more aggressive offensively.
And it's going to be a long second half. This first one, not too bad, back and forth the whole way, but they're in the second quarter, kind of shot themselves in a foot a little bit. The trying to drive the lane and not getting any shots to fall there in the second quarter just kind of killed them a little bit. They only made 2 points. They were up 10-8 to end the first quarter, but Mount Carmel came back on a run and finished the first half 22-12.
And if Red Hill would have scored like 6 points in the quarter, they'd have been down by four, you know. So it's not that Mount Carmel's running away with it, but in this type of a game, a 10-point lead is a big lead.
And this part of the game is going to be crucial here. The start of the third quarter as time's getting ready to run down here to end the halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Saluki's back out on the floor to start this second half. Mount Carmel Golden Aces will start the second half off with the basketball. Final buzzer sounds. Both teams are ready. Doan will inbound back to Stipp in the backcourt. Just moments away from starting second half action of Class 2A Regional Championship match. Stipp gets the inbound and we're underway. Brings it across the timeline. Passes right side to Rager. Rager guarded by Havel this time. Right side to Gould. Gould looking inside. Back out to Rager. Rager cross court to Stipp. Stipp guarded by McKinney. Holding it out there near midcourt. Trying to set something up here. Wasting some time.
She teams in region from at time, becoming a little more deliberate at times.
Gets it down low to Appleby. Appleby muscles up and gets it in. Aces up on the board first with a two-pointer, 24-12. Havel brings it up court, gets it off to McKinney. McKinney guarded by Doan, goes right side to Havel. Havel dumps it inside to Allen, hands back off to Havel, goes right to the basket, no good. And Allen ties up with Appleby, but Appleby pulls it away. Outlets to Stipp, brings it across the timeline, goes right side, passes back up top to Rager, swings it to Gould. Gould with it now, brings it back up top, right side to Stipp. Stipp with it, inside to Rager. Rager into the corner to Gould. Gould brings it back out, back to Rager. Rager's going to back it back out near the timeline, reset the offense. Dribbling the basketball out there, puts it on the floor, gets it. Gets control of it, but Allen's going to be called for the foul as he was trying to tap it away from Gould.
That's three on Allen. Looks like he tried to make the right play on it, but got the wrist.
6:41 to go here in the third quarter. Ball inbounded to Rager underneath the basket. And referee blows the whistle. And we'll see what the call is. Foul's going to be against Parker Havel.
His second foul.
Team's second quick one here in the third quarter. And referee talking with Havel and Rager down there. Straightening some stuff up. Getting a little intense down there. Stipp will inbound the basketball just to the left of their goal. Trying to find somebody open. Gets it into Appleby. Appleby muscles it up against McKinney. Puts it up. On a 4-0 run here in the third quarter. Moore brings it across the timeline, guarded by Gould. Goes right side to McKinney. McKinney brings it around into the lane, puts up a floater, no good off the front of the rim. Outlets to Stipp. Stipp bringing it up court quickly, gets it to Doan. Doan dribbling inside, almost lost it, back to Appleby. Appleby right side to the right wing to Stipp. Stipp gets it back to Appleby. Back and forth, Stipp's going to back it back out, reset the offense. Goes right side to Gould. Gould guarded by Allen, inside to Appleby. Out to Doan, he's going to pull up for three, no good off the mark. Creams away, Appleby tracks it down. Rager with it now, brings it back up top, hands it off to Stipp. Stipp getting the play in from Coach Buss. McKinney giving him a little space here. Stipp out near center court. Finally makes a move, goes right side, down low to Rager. And Rager, Havel picks up his third foul.
Yeah, Rager had beaten Havel to the basket.
Rager making foul. Quick backdoor move there as he will inbound it just to the right of their basket.
Parker tried to chase him down on it. Called for his third foul.
Gets it into Appleby up top. Passes off to Stipp. Stipp out near the volleyball line. Switching up. Going 1-3-1. Gould passes back to Stipp. Stipp drives the lane all the way to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Rebound careens away. Allen gets control of it. Doan comes down on top of him. He gets it to McKinney. He's going to bring it up court across the timeline. Right side to Havel. Havel with it on the right wing. Guarded by Bo Stipp. Gets it back up top to McKinney near the volleyball line. Inside to Worth. Worth hands it off to McKinney. Drives to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Stipp flies in. Gets the rebound. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Stipp gets it back up top to Rager. Rager left side to Gould. Gould cross court pass to Stipp. Stipp makes his move back to Gould. Gould dribble.
Look
holding
like
it there on the
defense,
left wing.
Aren't they?
About a 1-3-1, it seems like. Yeah. Appleby back out to Stipp. Pump fakes back to Appleby. Inside to Doan. Doan tries to go to the basket. Goes around the rim. No good. Ball creams away. Gets his own rebound. Puts up a three-footer. And in and out. No good. Appleby with the rebound. Got it to fall on the putback. Aces on a 6-0 run. And Havel wants a timeout with 4:27 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 28-12 in favor of the Aces. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at the Hilltop in Mount Carmel, Illinois, with the Class 2A Regional Championship. Red Hill Saluki's taking on the Mount Carmel Aces. McKinney brings it across the timeline, guarded by Doan. Left side to Allen, tipped away there by Rager. Picks it up as he steps out of bounds. And it will stay Red Hill basketball.
It's been over about a quarter and a half before since Red Hill has scored a basket. They've had two free throws in the second quarter. They scored near the end of the first quarter. They did not make a field goal in the second quarter, and they've not scored the first 4 minutes of this third quarter.
McKinney passes left side to Havel. Havel, guarded by Stipp, gets it up top to Moore, down low to Worth. Worth puts it up, got a floater, no good. Goes off the front of the rim, tipped around to Allen. Allen puts it up and fouled by Appleby. Allen will go to the line to shoot two. Second foul against Appleby. First Mount Carmel foul here in the second half. Allen at the line shooting two. His first time at the line tonight. 4:02 to go here in the third quarter. First one, no good off the back of the rim. 28-12 in favor of the Golden Aces. Allen gets a second shot here. On the way, off the back of the rim. Rebound comes away to Appleby. Outlets the step. He's going to slow it down, get it across the timeline. 3:55 to go. Back and forth with Gould here.
Trap, 1-3-1 trap, kind of.
Havel goes back and forth between the two. Allen steps up, trying to help him out. Blocked it. Blocked the pass. Gets it into the hands of Havel. Passes off to Moore. He holds up. Drives the lane. Puts it up and no good, but fouled on the way up. Moore will go to the line to shoot two. Foul goes against number 33, Luke Gould. His first, team second. Drew Moore at the line, shooting two with 3:37 to go. Moore's first one on the way, got it to fall. First points of the second half. Moore gets another shot here, 28-13. Second free throw, nothing but net, 28-14. Slukey's down by 14 now, 3:35 to go here in the third quarter. Stip walks it across the timeline. Dribbles right side, picks it up, goes in the corner to Doan. Doan, down low to Rager, wide open, no good, and fouled from behind. Foul will go against number 20, Nathan Worth.
Yep.
He will pick up his third foul.
Rager beat his defensive player, or the zone, and Nathan didn't have much choice but to try to foul him.
Snuck in baseline, Doan at the line, shooting two, missed the first one. Red Hill Saluki student section. Getting in on the action down here. Trying to cheer on their team.
Reggie with 9 points so far.
Second one on the way. Got it to fall. Allen gets it into Moore. Moore brings it across the timeline in a hurry. Quickly picked up by Gould. Gets a screen from Worth. Backs it back out. Right side to Worth. Drives the lane all the way to the basket. Too hard off the glass. Rager gets the rebound. Quickly up court to Stip. Stip dribbles. Goes right side. Picked up by Havel. Gives it back up top to Rager. Back right side to Stip. Stip dribbles right side to the right wing. Picked up his dribble into the corner. Back to Rager baseline. 2:55 to go. Rager dribbles out. Gets it up top to Doan. Doan goes over the top of Havel to Gould. Gould puts it on the floor. Picks up his dribble. Goes left side to Stip. Cross court pass to Doan. Pump fakes. Goes down low to Appleby. Throws it out of bounds. Last touch by Allen. Cameron Ray will check in for Nathan Worth as he will take a seat with three fouls. Mount Carmel basketball just to the left of the basket. Stip will inbound it with 2:41 to go, leading 29-14. Gets it into Doan. Doan pulls up for three, buries it. Rager holding up Havel out there. No referee saw it, so nothing called either way. Moore gets it up court, dribbles right side, drives all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good, and Appleby called for the blocking foul. Appleby picks up his third foul.
It was a late call, wasn't it?
Drew Moore goes to the line, shoots two.
And the ball just rolled off the rim, front of the rim. He's just, you know, a couple of those roll in, it makes it a little bit better for you, but you couldn't get it to do that, so.
Saluki's having a tough time getting the basketball to fall off the backboard. Getting set to check in is Aiden Gill, make his second appearance as Drew Moore makes the first free throw. Appleby will check out of the game with three fouls at 2:26 here in the third quarter.
And like I said, Red Hill has not having a field goal since the first quarter.
Score 32-15 in favor of the Golden Aces. Moore at the line, second one is good off the front of the rim and backboard. Stip brings it up. Havel will pick him up at half court. Making him dribble right side. He dribbles back left. Gets Gould into the corner to Gill. Gill goes baseline. And timeout called by Coach Buss. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. Back in 30, you're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you all a new year of health and prosperity.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Class 2A regional championship going on here at the Hilltop. The Golden Aces lead it 32-16 with 2:16 to go here in the third quarter. Stip will inbound just to the left of their basket. Gets it in to Gould, cross court, pass. Gets it back to Stip. Step, dribbles left side into the lane. Takes a few extra steps, it looked like, and threw it up. Got it to fall. Moore brings it up for across the timeline. Gets it over to Havel. Havel left side at Ray. Pump fakes, drives the lane, loses control, and out of bounds. It will be Mount Carmel basketball.
Going to the fourth turnover for Red Hill. Mount Carmel with five. So
Stip will bring the basketball up the court with 1:53 to go here in the third quarter. Havel will pick him up at half court. Dribbles right side. Loses control of his dribble into the hands of Doan. He almost lost it. Back to Stip and called for the travel.
And that's six now turnovers for the Aces.
Quick turnover by the Aces. Doan getting a little physical down there. Moore will inbound to McKinney. He will bring it up the floor. Cross the timeline on the right side. Gets it to Allen. Allen on the right wing. Drives the lane. Cross court to Ray from the corner. No good on the shot. Doan flies in for the rebound. And Ray will be called for the foul. I believe Ray will pick up his first foul. Team's fifth. Ray's second. Sorry, second foul. Team's fifth.
Mount Carmel's out rebounded Red Hill 25-9.
What? 1:30 to go here in the third quarter. Stiff will walk it up the floor. Gets it cross court to Rager. Rager just beyond the timeline. Throws it back to Stiff. Stiff dribbles right side. Guarded by Havel into the corner to Doan. Back up top to Rager. Rager out near the volleyball line. Passes cross court to Stiff. Stiff dribbles in. Out to Gill. Back up top to Rager. Rager guarded by Havel closely. Dribbles back right side to Stiff. Stip puts it on the floor, dribbling over near right side, passes back to Rager. Just under a minute of play left to go. Havel all by himself out there guarding the two. Saluki's in a 1-3-1 zone. Stip with it now out near the volleyball line, back and forth with Rager. Trying to get the last second shot here, trying to control the clock the rest of the game. Stip back and forth with Rager. McKinney stepping up a little bit too. Rager's standing out near midcourt with Stip. Stip, right side, gets it inside to Gould in the middle. Back out to Rager, 24 seconds to go. Rager back with it now. Goes cross court, almost lost control of it. Back in the backcourt, gets a cross court to Doan. Back to Rager with 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Rager in the corner, dribbles right side. He drives the lane, puts it up from the free throw line. No good. Moore with the rebound. Puts it on the floor, 2 seconds to go. Pulls up from three-point range. Almost went in, but called for the foul. Moore will go to the line to shoot three. That foul goes against number 24, Aiden Gill. His third foul, team's fourth. So Moore, just before the break, Moore will take a shot at three here. 34-16. Moore at the line shooting three. First one is good. Moore gets two more. Both teams to their bench talking it over here. Second one. Got it to fall. 34-18. One more shot to go just before the break. Moore's third one. Got them all. 34-19 to end the third. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Hold the fours nice and high, Saluki fans. It is the fourth and final quarter of the Class 2A regional championship game here at the Hilltop. Havel brings it across the timeline as the Salukis start out with the basketball. Allen hands it off to Moore, and Moore quickly fouled again as Gould was trying to reach in there. He picks up his second foul, team's fifth. It will be Saluki basketball out of bounds right in front of their own bench. Allen will take it out. 7 seconds gone from the clock. Saluki's ended the third quarter with three free throws from Drew Moore and bounded to McKinney. McKinney gets it to Moore on the left side. Aces in a man-to-man defense. Outlet it to Allen for three. Allen, no good. Ball tipped away into the hands of Stipp. Stipp on the breakaway. Goes all the way to the basket, up and in. Ball inbounded to Havel. Havel quickly getting it up court. He sees the lane. Passes off to Worth. Worth puts up a floater. No good. Appleby on the rebound. 36-19. Stipp slows it up. Goes right side. Drives the lane. Puts it up off the glass. Got it to fall. Driving all the way through the lane, and nobody stopping him. Moore brings it across the timeline, guarded by Gould. Left side to Allen. Allen bringing it back up top. Passes off to Worth. Worth cross-court pass to McKinney. McKinney dribbles right side, gets it to Moore. Moore on the right wing, back to Havel. Havel guarded by Stipp, drives the lane, puts up a floater off the glass. No good, gets his rebound, put back. No good as he falls to the floor. Bodies everywhere. Stipp dribbles up court and called for the travel. Quick turnover there by the Golden Aces. 38-19.
Yeah, a long way to go, but and again, Red Hill's not made a field goal since the first quarter.
A lot can happen in 6:45. McKinney brings it across the timeline, goes right side to Moore. Moore trying to muscle in through the lane. Puts it up, goes to the basket, and is fouled on the shot. He will go to the line as Gould picks up his third foul, team sixth. So Moore back at the line, shooting two more. He is 5 of 5 at the line so far tonight, isn't he?
7 for 7.
7 for 7. Moore back at the line, first one on the way. Got it to fall, 38-20, down by 18 now. 6:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Moore at the line. Second one on the way. Got them both. Stiff will get the inbound. Walk it up the floor. Havel at the point of this 1-3-1 zone. Cross-court pass to Rager. Allen steps up to help out Havel. Havel, Rager gets it back to Stiff. Drives the lane. Ball stolen away, but Moore will be called for the foul. As Stiff was driving the lane, nobody was going to touch him again. Moore picks up his first foul, team sixth.
His first foul.
Be Mount Carmel basketball out of bounds. Stipp will inbound it just to the right of their goal. Stipp gets it into Rager. Wide open layup, up and in. 40-21 with 6:20 to go. McKinney brings it across the timeline. Gets a screen from Havel. Goes left side to Worth. Worth up top to Havel. Havel dribbles left side into the lane to McKinney. He's going to bring it back up top to Allen. Allen, right side to Moore. Moore, cross-court pass to Worth. Dribbles inside, out to McKinney. Good ball movement here. Drives the lane, almost loses it. Puts up a floater. No good. Worth with the rebound. Put back. No good. Rager with the rebound. Outletted to Stipp. Saluki's just not having any luck at the basket. Rager with it now. Cross-court pass to Stipp. Stipp back and forth, wasting some time here. 5:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Rager drives the lane. Jump stop. Puts it up. Finger roll. No good. Doan bodies in, gets the rebound, and put back. Havel inbounds to Moore. He's going to bring it up the floor. Gets it across the timeline. Guarded by Gould on the right side. Gets a screen from Havel. Picked up by Stipp. Drives the lane. Passes off to McKinney. Pulls up for three. Buries the three. And timeout called by Coach Havel. We'll go ahead and keep it here. 5:18 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Golden Aces lead at 42-24. A lot of time left on the scoreboard, Rob. A lot can happen. Bigger leads have been blown in lesser time.
Yeah, they have. Think about it. You got to have turnovers. You got to have some threes like that. You got to get it down to where it's in the single digits before the opponent starts feeling the squeeze on them a little bit. You get it down to 8 or 9 with 2 or 3 minutes to go, then you got some pressure on it. But if it stays double-digit lead, it's very, very difficult.
And Mount Carmel, content with wasting a lot of time on the clock, really controlling it. And I was getting ready to say, Red Hill might look to put full court press on, and they do coming out of that timeout. Full court press, everybody up. Stipp will inbound the basketball. Gets it into Appleby. Appleby guarded by Worth, back to Stipp. Stipp trying to break this press. Everybody's backing off. Havel jumps up to help McKinney. He gets it down low. Appleby wide open, goes up for the slam, but fouled by Moore. Didn't get the slam, but the ball goes in. Appleby will have a shot at the old-fashioned three-point play as Moore picks up his second foul, team seventh. Appleby at the line.
Yeah, they extended the press, and Malcomo saw the Appleby open down under the basket. So
free throw on its way. Got it to fall after a few good bounces. 45-24, 5:05 to go. Moore brings the ball up court, guarded by Gould. Gets a screen from Worth, goes right side, passes off to Allen. Allen brings it back up top to Havel. Havel guarded by Stipp, drives the lane, and called for the charge.
That's four on Parker.
Coach Havel telling his team, press up, press up. 4:54 to go, 45-24. Golden Aces up by 21. And referee timeout. A little sweat or something on the floor. Going to get that wiped up before somebody hurts themselves, and it will still be Mount Carmel basketball with the full court to go. Tonight we are coming to you live from the Toyota Bashuku press box. Thank you to Toyota Bashuku for sponsoring us. 4:54 to go. Mount Carmel basketball, full court to go. Salukis with two timeouts. Golden Aces with four. Doan will inbound this time. Salukis with the full court press on. Doan to inbound. Gets it into Rager down court. Rager trying to go all the way. Puts it up and in off the glass. 47-24. Havel will bring it up court. 4:45 to go. Drives left side, goes all the way to the basket, puts it up, got it to fall.
Finally got one to go in for him, didn't he?
And Appleby just shoves Havel as he's trying to run from out of bounds. And Moore steals the basketball from Stipp. Havel trying to go down court, and Stipp will get called for the foul. Some unfortunate events happening there. And Stipp gets called for his second foul, team seventh. And Havel will go to the line shooting bonus. Referee talking to Coach Brian Havel, trying to get something figured out with what happened there. And Appleby will check out of the game as Brock Plasman comes in. Plasman.
He's 6'5".
Havel at the line shooting 1-1. 4:29 to go here in the fourth quarter, 47-26. Havel's free throw, got it to fall. He gets the second. 47-27, 4:29 to go. A lot of time left on the scoreboard. Havel at the line getting a second one. Second free throw on the way, got it to fall. Full court press put on, Rager will inbound. And a timeout called by Coach Buss. We'll take a timeout, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. It's a full timeout. We're back in a minute. Golden Aces lead at 47-28. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Citizens National Bank of Albion has become this area's most trusted banking partner, and for good reason. You work hard for your money, and we work hard to safeguard and keep your financial information secure. If receiving your tax return via direct deposit, please check your printed and online bank statements for accuracy. Do not give financial information over the phone. Contact your bank immediately if you suspect fraudulent activity.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The largest
Country Music Library in the Wabash Valley.
WAKO.
Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Classic Country. 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend.
Welcome back, Slick fans. Just as we come back, Brett Doan tried to inbound it, and Connor McKinney tipped it away out of bounds. Still full court to go for the Mount Carmel Golden Aces. Ball inbounded to Rager. Rager will bring it up, guarded by Moore. Back to Stipp. Stipp getting hammered there by Moore. Doan with it now up to Plassman. Over to Rager. Rager up underneath the basket. No good on the shot. And he's fouled on his way up trying to get the put back. Foul will go against Red Hill Saluki, number 23. That's Drew Moore, picks up his third foul, team's ninth. Rager at the line, shooting one in bonus. Two, because it was on the shot there.
They got Rager with 14 points tonight.
First free throw is good. Takes a few bounces, 48-28, 4:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. Rager gets the second one. Tonight's game brought to you by Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10. Second free throw, no good. Allen gets the rebound. Outlets up court to Havel. Havel quickly up court, gets it to McKinney from the corner. Pulls up for three. Off the rim, no good. Rager on the rebound. Bringing it up court, looking back and forth. Holds up just past half court. Guarded by Moore. Dribbling left side. Crosses up Moore. Gets it back, and Moore called for another foul. Picks up his fourth one. Tenth team foul, so Rager will go to the line to shoot two. Saluki's getting frustrated out there. Yeah. Referees missing some calls, it seems like, especially from our perspective a little bit. But they got a closer view than we do. Rager at the line, shooting two. First one on the way. Got it to fall. Appleby checks back in as Plassman takes a seat. 3:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. Rager at the line. Second one is on the way. No good. Worth gets the rebound. Alice to McKinney. McKinney bringing it across the timeline. Gets it back to Moore. Moore over to Worth on the left side. Down low to Allen. Allen to Havel. Havel is going to pull it for three. No good. Moore gets the rebound. Blocked by Gould on the putback. Rager brings it up court quickly. Holds up. Backs it back out near the timeline. Dribbling back and forth. Goes left side to Doan. Doan looking in. Guarded by Allen. Goes left side, and Allen called for the blocking foul. Allen will pick up his fourth foul.
Doan will beat the line. He's got eight for tonight.
Doan at the line, shooting two. 49-28 in favor of the Golden Aces. 3:27 to go. Doan's first one got it to fall. Tonight's game brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sip It Sweet Teas. Doan's second one on the way. Got them both. Moore bringing it up the floor. 51-28, 3:25 to go. Brings it up right side. Drives the lane all the way to the basket. No good. Appleby gets the rebound. Outlets quickly to Stipp. Stipp up court to Doan. Doan holds up just inside the three-point line. Hands it off to Stipp. Stipp back to Rager on the right side. Allen stretching out onto him. Rager goes right side. Almost lost it there. Got control. Rager holds up the ball. Allen putting pressure on him. Doan with it now. Doan getting double teamed over there. Trapped by Worth and Havel. And a timeout called by Buss. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. 2:53 left to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Aces leading it 51-28. Both teams with two timeouts left. Coach Havel really getting into him now down there. Down by 23. And Salukis just have to come up with something if they want to come back with less than 3 minutes to go. McKinney not taking a lot of shots there from the three-point line. It seems like they're kind of keying off of him as well. But Moore trying to do his best with four fouls down there, along with Allen has four fouls. Mount Carmel will have the basketball from the sideline. Doan will inbound it. Doan gets it into Stipp in the backcourt. McKinney follows him back there to come with him the whole way. Hits it across the timeline, hands it off to Gould. Up top to Rager. Rager right side to Appleby. Passes back to Rager. Rager out near the timeline, double teamed up. Appleby into the corner to Gould. Gould Splits two defenders. Gets it back out. Cross-court pass to Stipp. Back to Rager. 2.5 to go. Rager double-teamed now over to Appleby. Appleby splits two defenders. Goes down low. Down low to Doan. Up and in for two. Allen gets it into Moore. Moore bringing it up court quickly. Moore pulls up for three. No good on the shot. Havel comes in for the rebound and loses it. Out of bounds as him and Doan were fighting for it there. Full court press will be put on by the Slukies with 2:10 to go, down 53-28. Doan will inbound the ball. Gets it into Stipp. Stipp will be double-teamed now. Gets it over to cross-court to Rager. To Doan. Down low to Rager. Rager goes up for two. No good. Moore flies in for the rebound. Moore getting it up to Allen. Allen bringing it up quickly, going all the way to the basket. Up and in for two. 53-30. Ball inbounded to Stipp. Stipp up to Doan. Doan bringing it up court to Stipp. Out to Rager. Rager's going to back it back out. Gets it to Appleby out near midcourt. Appleby driving left side. Double team there. Drives lane. Pass up to Stipp. Up top to Rager. Rager back to Stipp. Stipp splits two defenders. Up top to Appleby. Back to Rager. Minute and a half to go. Gould with it. Back to Rager. Wasting some time here. Trying to seal the deal. Stipp with it now. Down low to Doan. Stolen away by Allen. Gets it to McKinney. 1:15 to go. 53-30. McKinney brings it down court. Drives the lane. Blocked by Rager, though. Out of bounds. It stays Red Hill basketball.
And both and teams emptying their benches.
Cameron Ray, Josh Henry, and Colin Benson coming in as Drew Moore, Connor McKinney, and Parker Havel check out for the final time. Appleby and Stipp also checking out. Standing ovation by the Red Hill Saluki fans for those three seniors. Josh Henry will inbound the ball for the Salukis. Henry, just to the right of the Salukis basket, gets it into Allen. Allen dribbles left side, passes to Benson, into the corner to Henry. Henry brings it back up top, passes off to Allen. Allen drives the lane, muscles in, gets it out to Benson. Benson pulls up for three, no good. And ball creams out of bounds. It will be Aces basketball, just under a minute of play to go. Checking into the game is Aiden Gill. He's coming in for Austin Rager. He will take a seat. 53-30, and the Golden Aces will clinch this one here, just under a minute of play to go. Couple more Aces fans checking in there. Number 30, Kyle Klein, along with number 40, that is Noah Martin. Also in there, number 34, Zach Sutton. So you got Sutton, Klein, Plassman, Gill, and Martin in now for the Golden Aces. Gill will bring it up with 50 seconds to go, 53-30 in favor of the Golden Aces. Gill gets it across the timeline, gets a screen from Plassman, passes off to him, dribbles left side, pulls up for three, blocked. Allen gets the rebound quickly up court to Ray. Ray backing it back out, pulls up for three from the corner, buries it. Plassman gets it inbound. Slukies down by 20 with 30 seconds to go. 53-33. Gill will walk it across the timeline. 25 seconds to go, and he's called for the travel.
And I think we went.
And that was intentional there. They're going to get a couple more players in there.
The game, yeah.
As number 44, Luke Laws, and number 10, Trenton Wilkinson check in. As Plassman and Sutton check out. Slukies have the basketball. Ray brings it across the timeline. Dribbles left side. He's going to pull up from way downtown. Buries another three. 53-36 with 15 to go. Gill will get the basketball and walk it up the floor.
Dribble it out with 10 seconds to go.
5 seconds on the clock. Dribbling out near the timeline. Ray gets up on him. And as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Golden Aces win it 53-36 here in the Class 2A Mount Carmel Regional Championship. We'll go ahead and send it back for a couple of minutes and be right back with post-game stats, the player of the game, and words from Coach Brian Havel. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Attention, Lazy 8 Body Shop, interrupting for an important announcement. In the event of a collision, it is important to remember that your insurance provider does not own your vehicle. Don't let them choose a shop to do the work on your car. It's your choice. Choose a shop that has your best interest in mind. Lazy 8 Body Shop, Route 50, west of Sumner. Google us. Yes, I said Google Lazy 8 Body Shop, Sumner. It's your car and your choice. Lazy 8 Body Shop. Quality leaves no regrets.
Need to see a cardiologist but don't want to travel out of town? Carl Richland Memorial Hospital offers full-time cardiology services with Dr. Raymond Fisher of the Carl Heart and Vascular Institute. Dr. Fisher is available to see patients for an array of cardiac issues and can complete several diagnostic tests in-house. If you are in need of a cardiologist and don't want to travel far for appointments, call Dr. Fisher at 618-392-1139 to see how he can help you.
It's tax time. Uncle Sam has given you back your hard-earned money, and you want to get the most of every dollar. At Build Ops and Ford, we have a large inventory of new and used vehicles, and we have payments to fit any budget. Come to Build Ops and Ford and spend your tax dollars on something you really need: reliable transportation. A Dobson deal is a better deal. Build Ops and Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at buildoption.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Saluki fall to the Mount Carmel Golden Aces 53-36 here in the Class 2A Regional Championship game. It was a tough one tonight, but we knew it was going to be tough. It was a different Mount Carmel Golden Aces team than what we saw back in the Capital Classic. They got Appleby back, and Rager started coming into his own and really putting points up on the board, and it was just a tough game from the start. Salukis came out strong in the first quarter. But it was just all Mount Carmel there in the second half.
Right, and Mount Carmel, Red Hill, the middle two quarters went 0-for-14 from the field. Actually, they only made seven baskets, field goals the whole game, and four of them came in the fourth quarter where they were 4-of-16, and three of them were threes in the fourth quarter. Plus the boards, they were out rebounded 32-16, and that we knew that would be. Could be a very big problem. Only five turnovers, 10 for Mount Carmel, but Mount Carmel, Red Hill at 10-8 at the end of the first quarter. Mount Carmel back on top by 10 at the half, 22-12, led 34-19 after three quarters, and the final score of 53-36 for Red Hill. Parker Havel had 8 points, 4 for Connor McKinney, 2 for Nathan Worth, Drew Moore with 14, 2 for Drake Allen, and 6 off of Inchler in the fourth quarter for Cameron Ray. Mount Carmel had 4 players scored all in double figures. Bo Stipp had 14, Brett Doan 12, Caleb Appleby 11, and Austin Rager 16. So balanced scoring for Mount Carmel as they beat the Salukis. Red Hill finishes. Mount Carmel advances at 14-15. Red Hill finishes with a record of 22-10. A very fine season for Ryan Havila and these Red Hill Salukis.
Great playing by all of the Salukis all around. It was a game. The Connor shut down from beyond the arch. He wasn't able to hit very many threes. He had one or two on the night from the corner, and Havel was just having an off night. They weren't able to drive the lane like they usually do. They weren't able to play Saluki basketball like they usually are. Mount Carmel just a lot more physical than what the Salukis are used to. They really turned it on there in the second half, and there's not much I can say about that second half, but the Salukis did a good job. They should hold their heads high.
Yeah, when they were able to drive, ball rolled. Drew Moore had several shots, good shots at the basket rim, but they rolled off the front of the rim and things like that. Not a whole lot to do about it. If the ball doesn't go down, if you get good shots, But it wasn't that Mount Carmel was just so dominant in the ball game. But when you don't shoot well, you look like you're not very good. And they didn't. But Mount Carmel was the better team tonight, definitely. They went at 53-36. Again, Red Hill led early in the ball game and led 10-8 at the end of that first period. But Mount Carmel took control, outscored Red Hill 14-2 in the second quarter and 12-7 in the third quarter. And they picked up a 15-point lead going into that final quarter. They went up by 17, 53-36. But Sluggies had to be, I don't say had to be happy, but they have to be.
They should be proud of themselves.
The overall season, you know. Not just taking it as one game, but taking it as the entire season. You have to look at the whole spectrum of things.
We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio real quick for another commercial break and be back with the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game and hopefully get Coach Brian Havel up here to get his thoughts on the game. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can cover.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you a new year of health and prosperity.
Hi, this is Nathan Utley, Ag Lending Officer at Citizens National Bank of Albion. National FFA Week is February 17th through the 24th. We couldn't be more proud of the leadership, growth, and success in the agricultural projects and community service that our FFA members provide. Our future looks bright with these agricultural leaders of tomorrow. Please join Citizens National Bank in recognizing and congratulating our area FFA chapters.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Salukis fall to the Golden Aces here, 53-36, and it is now that time for the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. But Rob, tonight, last game of the season, they did an excellent job. It was a team effort. The whole Red Hill Saluki team gets it. They got this far. They had a phenomenal season, finishing with 21-10. You couldn't ask for a better season out of a team. They should hold their heads high and really, really look forward to this next year. And for the three seniors, I know it's a tough loss to go out on, but they should be proud of themselves. They had one heck of a year, and they've got the rest of the night, and they didn't just lose a basketball team, but they still have a family.
A team
is not just one separate thing. You gain brothers out there on the basketball floor. You spend entire seasons connecting with each other and learning from each other. But the Salukis should hold their heads high and really be proud of themselves.
And these kids have been pretty close together because, of course, Brian Havel, Parker's had his head coach. Stacy Moore has been assistant coach for a while. And Connor McKinney's dad, Greg, has been a junior high and coach. So all the seniors, their fathers have been involved with their whole families. They've got good families to come from. They've got good role models. I think all the kids, not just those three. Don't want to just single three out, but, you know, that's the thing. And I say, you know, life goes on, too. I mean, it's some people say it's just a ball game, which it is. And several years from now, you look down the road 10, 15 years, trying to think back to how some of the other teams did it, Red Hill or Lawrence or things. They're just memories. You know, maybe some of them are better memories than others, but these kids have, the ones that do play, their memories are even more etched in their mind than anything.
And as we wait for Coach Havel to come out of the locker room, try and get a few words from him, I'm sure he's having a heart-to-heart down there with his players here tonight. So we'll go ahead and give him a few more minutes and be right back. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly. Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at the Hilltop, waiting for Coach Brian Havel. They lost here in the Class 2A Regional Championship here at Mount Carmel, 53-36, to a very good and experienced Mount Carmel Golden Aces basketball team.
I was just thinking here, you know, Mount Carmel, we found out that T-Town has won their ball game over St. Anthony.
Teutopolis beat Effingham St. Anthony just moments ago, 58-33. So Mount Carmel will be facing them in the subsectional at Vandalia.
And you have Fairfield, a chance to win a regional, and Marshall, a chance to win a regional. You could have all four regional winners who were in the Capital Classic. That shows how strong that Capital Classic can be.
And I'm going to try and see if we can find a Marshall Lions basketball score here real quick as we are still awaiting Coach Brian Havel, still in there with the players. As I try to find this here real quick, I may not find anything just yet, but 1 second, I found their Facebook page.
Yeah, you might find it on the IHSA website too, the one that has the
check that out here real quick.
Scoreboard Express, Score Express. We might have some of that, so
get
at least
update
a Marshall score.
And looks like these two games might still be going on. Try and see if we can't get an updated score. Coach Brian Havel still in there with his players, probably having a good heart-to-heart with them. As an update from the Fairfield-Carmi-White County game, it is still going on. Fairfield up, last updated with 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter, 68-53.
Looks like Fairfield's going to win that one. And the other game at Vandalia, no, it's not at Vandalia, it's at, was it at
that
Paina?
One was at
Paina or Shelbyville, one of those.
That one was at Harrisburg, I believe, and Shelbyville is the other one.
Where Marshall is.
See if I can try and find their game on here real quick. It may not. It does not have anybody. Doesn't look like anybody is posting for that one. So
it looks like Fairfield will be in it. So three of the four teams in the section will be from the Capital Classic.
As we are still waiting for Coach Brian Havel, I don't want to leave without getting his thoughts on tonight's game. So we're going to take one more commercial break and hopefully be right back with Coach Brian Havel and the wrap-up. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the National Tax Time Blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams, because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the addition of a certified nurse midwife to our medical staff. Stephanie Gordon has been a midwife since 2015 and is excited to begin taking care of patients in the Richland and surrounding areas. Stephanie can care for women during all stages of life, including birth control management, prenatal and postnatal care, hormone replacement therapy, and regular well women exams. To make an appointment with Stephanie, call the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Slicky fans, as we are still awaiting Coach Brian Havel. I just got a score update from the Paynham Marshall. From the last update, Kyle Peach got a fellow broadcaster up here for the Mount Carmel Golden Aces. They were tied at 64 in the fourth. So a good game there, Pena and Marshall, at the Shelbyville side, I believe it is.
And that would be if Marshall would win. You'd have Marshall, Tatopoulos, Mount Carmel, and Fairfield. Four teams are in the Capital Classic, plus Red Hill, another team. That's five of the teams from the Capital Classic that could be in the regional, in the sectional tournament. So, and Alney and Salem haven't played theirs yet, so they don't start till next week. So, hopefully the Marshall Lions can pull that one out. Because Payne upset Casey in their first game, too. So.
And Payne is a number 9 seed, yeah, upsetting a number 2 seed, Casey.
And you don't know what happened, what their season was like. You know, Kimball, Lamont, Carmel, injuries and things could have changed the fortunes, you know, of teams like that. So.
And when it comes to postseason, you just basically wipe the records clean, and you start 0-0, brand new season. And Salukis just fall short here, 53-36. Cameron Ray hit a couple of big threes there towards the end, just a little too late.
Yeah.
But looks like for next week, on next Wednesday for the subsectional, it will be Teutopolis and Mount Carmel at Vandalia, along
and
with...
I think they met last year in the sectional finals, or in the sectional tournament at Robinson last year, I believe.
Last year it was Mount Carmel and T-Town. Mount Carmel won that 44-43.
It was a semifinal game or a championship game?
It was, I believe it was the sectional championship game. I believe I still have that score there from last year. Let me see if I can find it here real quick.
Because I remember listening to that game.
And try and find it here. It was, the final score was 48-47. And that was the sectional championship.
Okay.
And they were headed to super sectionals. And I can't quite remember who they played in the super sectional down at Carbondale.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
But Mount Carmel has had a rough road the whole way there, but they're going to see Teutopolis a little sooner than what they usually do.
Yeah.
They're going to see him at the subsectional next Wednesday, and then the winner of that game goes on to play at the sectional championship at Vandalia on next Friday against either Fairfield and the winner of the Marshall Pena game.
Right. So, in Fairfield, they were the Capital Classic winners.
And they continued on to have an excellent season and just kind of dominating their little portion of the bracket.
The Mules have had a really nice season, champions of the Black Diamond Conference, along with teams like Carmine, Edwards County in that league. I think here comes.
And Coach Brian Havel making his way up here after talking with his players, giving the seniors one last post-game talk there. Sure, it was a little emotional, but they finished out with a good season.
Better get untangled the microphone here.
As Coach Havel makes his way up here. Joined by Red Hill Saluki head coach Brian Havel. Coach, we knew it was going to be a tough game coming into this Mount Carmel. They had a rough first start, but you guys came out on top in the first quarter, led 10-8 going into the second, but Mount Carmel just kind of took control from there.
Yeah, and really we kind of got the start we wanted, I thought, defensively and even the first quarter offensively. And, you know, something we talk about, we definitely talked about it before this game, was play four quarters. You know, we know they're going to make some runs, and they basically own that second quarter and grab control. And, you know, we had a lot of stuff on the bulletin board before we came out, and we talked before we left the school, but one of the biggest words on there was rebound. And, you know, they are relentless on the boards, and that, you know, that's where the game was won.
Yeah, I think I ended up rebounding you 32-16, and you did not make a field goal in the second or third quarter.
Yeah, we struggled there, but I said we could talk about several things, but I felt like the whole thing was rebounding, and that's, to me, that was probably their best offense tonight, was crashing the glass. And I'm never going to fault their effort. I thought we had good effort, but, you know, maybe I think they're just bigger and stronger than us, and it was a physical game, and that's the way it goes.
And just had a kind of a tough time there on offense, getting the ball to fall on some fast breaks and driving to the basket.
You can't emulate what they do in practice. They're big. They're big at every position. Even the Stip kid, you know, he may not be super tall, but he's thick and quick, and they do a good job of containing the paint. We knew that. And they plug stuff up. We knew they could do that. And then they had the Appleby inside that, you know, we tried to pull him out as much as we could, but the Appleby kid got some, you know, block shots. And, you know, they were definitely in our heads. And I thought we continued to play the second half as much as we could and just come up short. And I knew there were several things that had to go our way or something like this could happen. And unfortunately, we did not get the game we wanted, and they beat us.
And
we talk about the season, but you accomplished a lot of goals. You won 22 games. You won two tournaments. Three of the tournaments you were in, you played in the championship game. We were just talking here that T-Town has won, and I think Fairfield was winning. If Marshall would win with Mount Carmel, you'd have a section tournament with all four Capital Classic teams in there, and Red Hill was in that mix also. That shows how totally strong that tournament is. But you had three seniors this year that have been throughout. Probably more emotional for you this year than other times.
It's tough. You know, they played their hearts out all year. And, Cameron Vinsel came in our locker room after the game. We love him. And, you know, I felt great that the senior class, when they were sophomores, they had a kid like him to set the example on and off the floor for him when he was a senior, you know. And it ain't just on the floor. It's what you do off the floor. What are you doing off the floor? What are you doing on weekends? And, I feel like these three seniors did the same thing for the kids below them. They set the example on and off the floor. And that's why I said hopefully you guys learn from them. And next year you move forward and it shows. And it, you know, it's been just a tremendously fun year. And that's what I want the kids to remember. I said, you know, at some point in time it was going to end. And in order to, you know, we put ourselves in a position to play in this game, and we definitely wanted that. And I greatly appreciate the crowd support. This place was packed, very hot. And, you know, we got to play in the game. And in a one-game scenario, you never know what's going to happen. But like I said, it didn't go our way. And I appreciate the three seniors, everything they did. Time goes fast, real fast, too fast.
It was a great season, Coach. Tough loss here tonight, but great season ahead of you and something to look forward to next year.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank
I
you,
appreciate
Coach.
It.
Thank you, sir.
Head Coach Brian Havel with an excellent season this year. And he said it, really emotional night tonight as time was winding down and the three seniors checked off the floor for the final time.
Want to beat his son.
And, it's tough. Coach Brian Havel coaching his son all four years of his high school career.
Like I said, that group's been together for a long time. They're almost inseparable, I think, in some cases. So
good brotherhood as they come out of the locker room there, the three seniors getting a round of applause from the crowd that is still here from the Salukis.
Standing bound by the locker room. That shows you what the fans think of these kids, too.
Yeah, and hats off to them. They had an excellent 4 years, great season this year, finishing 22-10. But a tough loss to the Golden Aces, 53-36. And that'll just about do it for us here tonight, Rob, and for the season. It was a great season calling games with you. My first season with the Salukis.
Looking forward to hopefully being able to be back next year.
Looking forward for another year.
My legs and thing will start working better than it is right now. That'll help out a lot, getting up and down the steps. So football, basketball, and everything. It's hard to believe that, you know, wasn't that long ago. Get ready for that first football game at Flora.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy to think, but time sure does fly.
Coach
Brian Havel said it perfectly. Well, for Bill Schroed, back at the studio, keeping us on air the whole season and dealing with our technical difficulties and our bad jokes and everything during breaks. For Rob McKinley, always a pleasure. We'll look forward to seeing you next year.
Yeah, well, at least this year.
This year. Football,
yeah.
2019.
Right.
I'm Ryan Seed for the last time this year. Stay classy, Bridgeport.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI-TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Listen to Red Hill Saluki Basketball all season long here on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO, all part of DLC Media Sports, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.